Well, good morning, everybody. I am so glad to see all of you here this morning. Raise your hand if you have ever heard of the Guinness Book of World Records. Have you ever heard of the Guinness Book of World Records? So I was looking at some of those world records last night, and there's some pretty interesting ones. There is the world's oldest performing trapeze artist. There is the tallest man in the world. There's the strongest man in the world. There are things like the largest baking lesson ever. There are all kinds of records where people have worked really hard, or maybe even just grown really tall, to break these records. So these people are the best at this one thing that they did. They broke the record, and they did better than everybody else in that category. So the Guinness Book of World Records is all about people and animals who are the best at something. But even though they are the best at these things, they still cannot compare to God. So in the book of Isaiah, God reminded the Israelites that there was no one like him, that there were nothing else that could compare to God. He reminded them that he was the one that was always with them, that he carried them, that he helped them, that he sustained them, and that he never left them. Because you see, the Israelites tended to forget that God was the one who did all this for them. And sometimes they would create gods for themselves. They would take gold and they would create a little god, and then they would worship it and they would pray to it and they would cry out to it when it needed help. But God reminded them that no matter how many times they cried out to the gods that they had made with their hands, those gods never answered them, because there was only one true God, and God was the only one who could help them. So when they turned away and they started following others, there was nobody else like God. God was the only one that could help them. So in the Guinness Book of World Records, when we've got all of these people who are the best at things, they're still not better than God, because God is stronger and bigger and greater than anybody and anything else. God is the best, and there's no one like God. So when you think about all these people who are the best at something, remember that none of them can compare to God, because even the strongest man alive can only be in one place at one time. But God can be everywhere at once. God promises to be with each and every one of us, and he promises to never leave us. So God isn't stuck in one spot. God is everywhere with each one of us, and God promises to love us no matter what. So let's pray and thank God that he is the best, that he's the creator of the universe, and that he loves us. Loving God, there is no one like you. You are so much bigger and better than anything else. And we are amazed at how much you love us. Help us to remember that there's none like you. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.